SBS Radio.
Dahil bagong taon, kasama natin ang bagong mukha at bagong tinig sa ating programa. Please welcome Gia Clarissa. Good morning, Gia.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. And thank you for joining us today. Yes, we will talk about your music. But first, before we talk about your album and everything that you're doing at the moment, can you please share with us, paano ka nagsimula sa music?
Okay, nagsimula ako sa music, I think from a really young age, when you think about it, and most Filipinos would know this, we're such a musical community, and I remember listening to my uncle Tito Mina sing, and also, obviously, the relatives sing along. I'd watch TV in the 80s when you'd listen to Michael Jackson, Madonna, Whitney Houston, and we'd watch It Bulaga and watch all these talented musicians.
Mm.
And so I guess it was ingrained in me, just appreciating music. So in answer to your question, where did it start? It started from the background, from watching people sing and hearing them sing. But I think most importantly, when I was studying at Mary Knoll Immersion School in Baguio City, and I think I was in grade 1 or grade 2. And at that time, there was a glee club that was only available for grades 3 and above or grades 2 and above.
Mm.
But
the much older kids.
Exactly. And I was approached, and they said my voice was really good.
What grade are you in during that time?
I think I was grade 1 or grade 2.
Wow.
Because I had a really strong soprano voice. So because of that, with me starting being accepted, the whole grade was accepted. So that was my first experience of, oh, I've got a voice. So that's where it's all started.
But with your music and with your singing, you just recently launched it? Is
yes.
that right?
Yes, it's been such a long time since those days when I was in grade school. The story behind that is this. When I was studying in Mary Knoll, we had to move schools because we couldn't afford paying for the fees. Consequently, my mom was able to move overseas and was able to send us to a better school. She sent us to Brent School in Baguio. But then I became really
shy
and introverted. Ever since I moved to that school, I just had no voice pretty much.
Mm.
I just was scared.
Was it the change of environment for you?
Change of environment, and my mom wasn't there. And so I pretty much would listen to other people sing and wish that I could sing, but I didn't have the guts to actually say, I'd like to sing. It was always passively looking, I can sing better than her, but maybe I'm not good enough, sort of thing. And so going through grade school through to high school, I always had that insecurity about me and not wanting to shine.
But it wasn't your voice at all that you are shy of.
I think I was shy about my voice and just shy as a person, yes.
Mm. But how did you rekindle the music in you?
Okay, how did I rekindle? That's a really good question. Well, when I was in high school, a lot of people were going to karaoke bars and so on and so forth. So I'd sort of sing along, but I knew my voice wasn't up to scratch because the confidence was never there. Mm. Moving to Australia, I actually started composing music on the piano in the 90s.
And what? Oh, okay.
And in fact, this song that I'll be singing today was my first ever composition.
Which is?
Feel Worthy Now. Yes, but funnily enough, the words didn't come until a few years back. So I had the music, but then the words just suddenly gelled in the present moment. So,
And if you read the title, Feel Worthy Now, there is a story behind it.
Yes.
And when you were writing the lyrics for the song, were you thinking of those days back in the Philippines?
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about myself and how, you know what? You need to live life now. You need to appreciate things now. You need to love yourself now. Because all those years were wasted. Well, looking back, it's not really wasted because I've now done something with it.
Mm.
But imagine if I didn't. It would be still feeling unworthy, still feeling insecure.
And imagine if you have launched your music earlier. You have been singing more than what you are doing now, isn't it?
That's right.
Mm. You mentioned earlier your Tito Mina. Was he an inspiration for you?
Yes.
Or is there anyone or anyone else in the family who really sings?
Okay. My uncle, my mom's younger brother, is Tito Mina, and he used to be one of the artists in the 70s and 80s. You may be aware of him singing Honey and Got to Let You Know and Ikaw Pa Rin, you know, all these different songs. And we used to love listening to him sing. And when he had concerts, we were there as young kids. So he did inspire me because he was on stage. It's like, oh, that's my uncle. But then I was too shy then. But I was really inspired also by my nephew. My nephew, he's a rapper. His name is Raphael Kamet. And he goes by Driggy. He's got different names. Scribs. He's been through a lot.
Is he doing music here?
In the Philippines. Like, he's his own person, and he's tried medical school, nursing, and all these different ones, but it was never for him. And so he always kept going back to music. I think he's taking a break right now from music, but he's quite talented, and he does rap. I know rap's a bit rough with the words and so forth, but that's him, you know? And so that inspired me, because a young man like him doing music on his own, you know, making it happen. And I thought, wow. So there's Uncle Tito, there's Raf. You know, what an inspiration, people in my family. So that sort of helped me realize that if others can do it, I can do it as well.
And if you started singing early on, you could have been singing with your Uncle Tito, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes. Moving on, you have launched your music and your singing 2 or 3 years ago?
No, okay. October 2016 was when I woke up to myself and I thought, you know what? I've got an album full of songs. Why don't I record it? So I recorded it in November 2016. Mm. I finished the actual mixing and mix and formatting on February 2017. But then I was still slow in terms of bringing it to life because, you know, you have to do your website, you have to find ways on how to promote it. And I created my own website as well.
Wow, very talented.
Yeah, so what I thought was, you know what, I'll do this slowly, slowly then. I think it was in April or May that I printed the CDs. So now it's a legacy for me that I now have it in my hand. So what was a thought then, what was an intention, which was a long time coming, is now here. And so honestly, I shouldn't be saying this because I don't plan to die yet, but if ever I did die, right now I'm thankful that I've been able to, you know, have a legacy and put something like, as per the parable of the talents in the Bible, it says, you know, if you've got a talent, you need to use it.
Yeah. Right?
And so that was my thinking then. It's like, what if I only had a year to live? What would I regret the most? And what I would regret the most is not singing, not singing the songs that have been part of me.
And not sharing them to others.
Exactly, yeah. Because it's more about an introspective look at my life. And also, just going through the struggles that I've been through. And that's why the title is called Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal, So Live in the Present.
Mm.
It's a very long title.
It is.
But I love it because that's all that it's about.
Talking about your album, Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal, So Live in the Present. It's a long one, but it means a lot to you. And can we just mention, you do all the music and the instruments for this album.
Okay, yeah. So in this album, I play the keyboard, piano, and I do the music. Now, the person who recorded it for me, his name is Helmut Yeoman from Bunk Bed Beats. He does the guitar in it.
Okay.
And he does the percussion. Because with the purchase that I made, I can only do one instrument myself.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise I'd have to pay thousands.
You can't play all those instruments in one go, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. In that certain package.
Yeah.
Which is more, it would be more expensive if I had to do more instruments. Mm. So I made it a singer-songwriter type of album so that it would be close to my heart and it would be pure rather than like something for, you know, a bandy type of thing.
And this album has how many songs?
This album has 12 songs, but two of them are actually the extended versions of two of the other songs. So there are 10 full songs in the album and two with the instrumental side, because I did the instrument, the piano, and I love the intros. Mm. You know, like with Billy Joel, he's got some really nice long intros. Yeah. I just love the intros.
So. I think the intros will encourage or inspire people to really listen to your music and to your song, isn't it?
Yes, thank yep. you.
And with your songs, with these songs that you have written, what are the themes for them?
The themes for them are realizing where you are now, but living in the moment, you know, appreciating what you have, counting your blessings, you know, realizing that although you've been through the tough times, there are still good times. And one of my songs is called Contrasts. And with contrast, it says, you know, what is life when there's no darkness?
Mm.
You know, what is good without the bad? So it's the polarities of life that we can actually appreciate things more. When you have down times, you'll appreciate the good times. Then we learned
life is meant to... Sabi nila, you wouldn't be able to really share or write lyrics or words that you haven't really experienced. Is there events in your life that really inspire these songs or words that you have written?
Yes, I could say that there have been times in my life which have inspired the writing of these words. I've written it in my website and I'll share it today. So, been married for 19 years.
Wow, yes. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Two decades almost.
Yes. And during that time, we tried almost a decade to start a family. So we did eventually have one, but unfortunately, she didn't make it. She was a stillborn. So after we lost her, then we were on our way to doing our best to employing different methods of starting a family, IVF, many times, donations and so forth. The only thing we didn't get to was surrogacy, because the laws are a bit more complex.
Yeah.
And honestly, we were thinking, look, we've tried so hard, maybe it's not God's will, and, you know, we'll just accept what we can and just try to live the life right now as we have it. So it's like counting our blessings regardless of those failures.
Mm.
Other things, like even trying to get better in my career. So I've been working in, like, I completed studies in taxation, marketing, and management, and
it's heavy.
Yes, and it's not music, right?
Yeah.
But I only did that because, you know, you have to earn a living, right? To be able to pay bills, you need to be practical. Mm. So I've been working with an employer for over 15 years now. But during that time, I attempted so many times to try to progress in a better way, but it just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at the story of Jack Ma, you know, the creator of Alibaba, yeah, and how he was rejected 30 times or something. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm in great company. But what I realized from that is that this is the introspective side of things that I'm looking at, is that when things don't get given to you easily, you try your best. But sometimes even what you do doesn't work out.
Mm.
So what do you do? Do you just gripe about it, or do you accept it and move on and try to see what's the lesson in this? And so after that happened, that's when I awakened in 2016. I thought, okay, job-wise, I'm not getting anywhere. Family-wise, it hasn't been easy. Life's moving on. And as Marcus Aurelius, you know, one of the philosophers said, he said, we live our lives as if we're here forever.
Yeah.
And in fact, we don't know when we're going, right? So that's what made me get that eureka moment and say, you know what? I attended this publishing book seminar, and I met Russell Neal, and he hosts Songs on Stage around Sydney. And I thought, why don't I just join? They had a songwriting and singing contest, so I joined in October, and then in November.
Last year.
2016.
Oh, okay.
So I joined and I made it to the finals. I didn't win.
Yeah.
I was just there, but I made it to the finals. And from then on, that's when I found out about Helmut Juhlmann Bunk Bed Beats recording. And I asked him, Helmut, can you teach me how to record my music so that I can do it on my own? But then I realized, hang on, life's ticking, time's ticking. There's no time.
You can't do all the things by yourself.
Yeah, if I have to wait another 20 years, just kidding. You know, I won't have this. So I thought, can you just record my album? And we made that decision. In November, I started recording. So it happened so fast. And what I'm trying to say is that you work so hard pushing and trying to get something, you know, start a family, get a job, or get a better job, and it's not working. And then you realize, I look at it now and think, it was all meant to be. I mean, now that I'm living my music, it's like, thank you so much for this blessing that I didn't see it then, but it was all meant to be. You know, so I'm accepting it in that way. So it's not that I'm trying to soften the blows, but I'm just looking at it in a different perspective.
On a positive side.
Yeah, on a positive side. So without that, I wouldn't have made my album. It would still be collecting dust underneath. I mean, two of the lyrics were written by my husband. He's a good poet. Mm. He's a poet. All the music and composition was by me. Because I wasn't a really good poet in those days. But I think life makes you express things better.
And maybe because he knows your story, and as you said, he's your partner.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But with all this, say, the downtimes of your life, each waking day is a new hope for you, isn't it?
Exactly. And one of the words in my lyrics, which was actually also mentioned in a book, is that each day is a new day for a wise man. I love that. It's like everything's a new day. So, yeah.
Now that you have your album, you have launched, you have recorded your songs, you have this album, you have launched your music career. What are you doing to really showcase your music and your voice? Are you doing gigs?
Well, I have been doing gigs up until September. Actually, I was diagnosed with cancer in September, October.
Wow.
Breast cancer. And so that sort of like made me look at my life again and look at what's important. So family, also health, realizing that you have to take care of your body. And so because of that, I haven't been actively doing any gigs because I've been focused on the chemotherapy side of things. And then after the chemo and after the surgery, then I can then resume doing gigs.
So it's very recent, just this
September.
Yes, just
this September. So it came out of nowhere. My husband helped me. He actually highlighted to me. So so I have to thank him for that. And so right now it's like living in the present, you know, doing what I can to get better. And I'm sure words will come out one day when I'm ready.
What do you realize, like, you have launched your music, your album. It's like you're on the peak of it, but another blow. How does it feel for you?
I think for me, it's more like a part of me says why, asks why does it have to be? But then another part of me says, what's there for me to learn from this? You know, I've all my life, ever since I was in high school, when I moved to Australia, I read books by Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer. And they're more into being aware that our thoughts do affect how we think and how we feel and our health. And in part of it, I sometimes think, have I helped create the situations in my life? If I did, then what can I learn from it? And if I didn't, then how can I improve on it? So I think I've been blessed with being an optimistic type of person, regardless of what's happened in my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm very grateful for everything my mom has done for me. You know, I've just got this gratitude part of me. Like, I'm very grateful for everything. And when things go down, I'm still grateful. I've just been blessed with that. So even if I'm experiencing these things, which people can say, oh gosh, Gia, you've got a lot of drama, I'm thinking they're just things that are happening, you know, but I'm still alive. While there's life, there's hope.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like is man proposes and God disposes. So in the middle of that, just try to do what you can and be happy.
It's like living your life with what is happening, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. On a lighter note, for those people experiencing hardships, struggles in life, you've been through a lot, experiencing up to this time, and now another blow in your life. What can you give them as advice, especially for those who are pursuing a career?
Okay. My advice would be, don't wait until everything is perfect. Don't wait until you've got the best voice, the best, you know, instrumental abilities. Don't wait till you've got the best opportunities. Just do what you can now to improve. Another thing would be is, because we don't know when our time will end, you need to live every moment and appreciate what you can. There will be times when there won't be many things to appreciate. It's on those times that you have to take out that notebook and make a list of what things you've had that made you grateful in the past. Because those things will help pick up your energy levels. Because I truly think there's something about energy and vibrations, and that the way you think, the way you affirm things does impact on your life. And so, in fact, the next album I'll be making will be more positive because I'm in a more positive place.
And you've succeeded. Like, you've overcome those struggles before, and you're still working to really go for the more positive ones.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, despite the big C that they say, you're sharing your story. This is not for people to make awa or ma'awa sayo, but to really inspire them, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's why I was thinking, should I share it, should I not? Because, I mean, I watched Olivia Newton-John share about her life, and she's going through cancer again, and she's an amazing woman.
Mm.
And there are enough people out there sharing about it, and I was thinking, why do I need to share? I don't really need to share or try to get this, you know, what would people think? You know how sometimes you get those thoughts?
But yeah. Then,
when you shared with me, you know, the experiences you've had encountered through your relatives, it made me realize that, yes, life is precious, and sharing it does make people think about what's important, about checking themselves, about being kinder to those people who probably they aren't getting along with, because time is of the essence.
At syempre, sa bawat kwento ng buhay natin, meron tayong matututunan na aral, Gia, diba? Para sa'yo, ano yung, sa mga pinagdaanan mo, ano yung aral na natutunan mo at yun talaga yung gusto mong ipagpatuloy at syempre matutunan din ng iba?
Well, yung title ng album ko, I think, sums it all up. Life is not a dress rehearsal, so live in the moment, live in the present, do what you can.
Syempre, kakanta ka para sa amin? This is the Hear Your Beautiful Voice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gia Clarissa. And saan ka nila mahahanap? Para sa ating mga nakikinig.
Okay, mahahanap nila ako sa GiaClarissaMusic.com. So that's spelled GiaClarissaMusic.com.
That's your website?
Yes.
And you have a Facebook page?
Yes, just put Gia Clarissa Music.
Yay! That's for all the songs and the future gigs you will be doing.
Thank you so much, Annalyn. And I also want to thank Joey Tunes for introducing me to you. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gia Clarissa.
Life feels like it's just so slow, low in energy. Time feels like it wants to go far away from me. best way instead. Focusing on the good we have now. Count all the blessings we possess, whether small to no effect. This must be the first step that we take. Life feels like it's just so slow, low in energy. Time feels like it wants to go far away from me. Then we learned life is meant to be lived in the best way instead. Focusing on the good we have now. Blessings we possess, whether small to no effect. This must be the first step that we take. I promise you things will get better, grander than before. Just lift up your spirit, open your arms once more. Speak only well-chosen words that strengthen and inspire. To achieve the truth in your heart, shout, I am worthy. Open, ready and deserving to receive the best that life can give. Feel worthy now.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.